ever sit and wonder why you keep bumping into the same type of women and the same type of men, and the outcome is always the same in the beginning of the relationship, in the middle, and the end? Well, guess what? I'm here to give you some tips on ways that you can stop bumping into those type of people and get you a healthy relationship. So, tip number one, change your thought process. When you go into a relationship with someone or trying to get into a relationship with someone, throw away that laundry list that you have that says you want this, you want that. I want this person to have long hair. I want this person to have green eyes. I want this person to have a big butt. I want this person to have abs. I want this person to have dimples. Like, throw away that list, because that right now you're being picky. Now, if you keep that list, you're going to keep setting yourself up for failure because you're looking for perfect, and no one is perfect by all means, no way, shape, or form. Everyone has room for growth and change and just to be who they are. You can't go around trying to change everybody because there are things about you that might need to be changed as well. So change your train of thought. If you feel like, oh yes, you have fun with the girls with the big butts and the big boobs, you know what? It's not always about having fun sometimes. Sometimes you get with that person and you can grow to have fun with them. Y'all can grow together and learn to do fun things together. Change your way you think. Number two, change the crowd you around, the people you around. So if you're around a group of people who you always hang out together, same circle, you're not going to find anybody different. Or if you add in new people in that circle, but it's not the right kind of people because y'all just hanging out, you know, partying or whatever may have you, you need to lessen your circle and broaden your horizons. Go out more. That bleeds into number three, new places. Find new places to go to meet people. Even if you're not meeting somebody, still go to new places that you've never been to or that you don't really go to, and you might find somebody different there. If you just hang out at the clubs, you're going to find the same type of people. If you just hang out at parties, you're going to find the same type of people. Get out, go to church if you're into church, go to the grocery store, go to a different grocery store you don't normally go to. If you go to Walmart on your side of town, go to a different Walmart on another side of town. If you shop at Walmart or Food Lion, try Kroger. If you don't shop at those places, try a health store. Get out there, try new places, go try new things, and you might meet somebody new. Go see a live band, go to a concert that's a live band. Get out there, change your atmosphere where you're at, and you can change the faces that you see and that you meet, and that'll be a great thing for you. Next up, another way that you can stop bumping into the same type of people, same type of female or male that you're trying to get in a relationship with or date, is just by basically not trying to change who you are. Now, yes, we need to change. That was part of, you know, number one. But if you are who you are and you're not hurting anyone and it's not toxic, don't change who you are to fit into somebody else's life, if that makes sense. So basically, if you are a hard worker and you are dedicated and you have a person that you're dating that's a slacker, don't start slacking because you want that person to like you or love you or want to be around you because they slack. You know, find somebody who is kind of like on the same wavelength as you, that is a hard worker. You know, you guys can motivate each other, inspire each other, or find somebody that's higher than you. That way they can motivate you and they can help you and promote you. Or someone who is just, even if they're not inspiring for you, but they are just like your number one supporter, you know, that has your back. Don't look for people who are below you where when it comes to getting out there and making things happen for your life and just following your dreams. You want to have somebody by your side that's right with you or above you, so y'all can help each other grow, graduate, and get to the top for success. So those are just a few tips that I've learned in my life and that I've seen others go through. And I mean, there's probably 1,000 more out there, but these are just a few of them. I don't want to, you know, talk too long with you guys, but these are just a few things that you can do so that you can stop bumping into the same type of men or the same type of women. Get yourself out there, you know, do more research, have more fun, but just be careful when you're doing it and keep your eyes open wide, and you won't be surprised. You'll be happy that you have found someone that is right for you and that you are right for them. All right? Thanks for listening and tuning in. I will catch you in my next podcast. Please feel free to leave a message on this episode and let me know your thoughts on ways that you've learned to bump into a different type of female or a different type of male. Or let me know situations that you've been in where you keep getting the same type and how you got out of it or if you're still in it. And if you're looking for more advice from me, you can leave me a message and let me know. And I will surely get back to you. I'm here for motivation, inspiration, fun, excitement, and just a crazy ride. So send me a message. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast before you leave out. I will greatly appreciate it. And you can share this podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.